let's talk about how we spend this third Monday, talking to those with the Rapid and their partners. Always a pleasure. Glad that you are here, Jennifer Kalchuk, on behalf of the Rapid. How's that bus going?
Bus is going great this morning. Everything's rolling.
Good. Let's have you introduce us to Steve Ritsema, and you do have a partnership with the Griffins.
We do. We've been working with the Griffins for 4 or 5 years now, maybe longer.
I'll say a little bit longer than that before I even got there. I've been there for this fifth season now, so I think it was about probably 7 years now.
So a long time. So we've worked with the Griffins to do some fun things to benefit our riders and also benefit Griffins fans. So I invited Steve in with me this morning to talk a little bit more about that.
Great. Steve Ritsema, tell me about you and the Grand Rapids Griffins.
Well, let's see. I've been there for 5 seasons now and kind of grew up in that hockey world myself. So it's kind of a dream to stay home to work for a team such as the Griffins. Great ownership. Great front office in general. We've got a lot of people that make a lot of things happen behind the scenes that normal people, the fans, wouldn't normally know what goes on. So a lot of good people there, and a lot of good partnerships like we have with the Rapid that we make like to make things fun.
So how are you making things fun, Jennifer, with the Griffins?
Well, we have a couple of different programs. One of them is called Free Ride Fridays. So on Friday, you just need to show your Griffins ticket to the bus operator, and that will actually serve as your fare. So you can come downtown, you can get something to eat, maybe have a beer or two, and then go to the game, take the bus home, and not have to worry about parking downtown or maybe having one or two beers at the game.
Yeah, you bet. Tell me, Steve, is that ticket then, does that need to be for, say, the same night's game?
Yeah, so it's for, with the Free Ride Fridays, Friday night games. So, like she said, you show your ticket to the bus driver. That'll get your fare basically paid for, which is nice because it shows a sense of responsibility as well. If you are having a few beers at the game, especially with our $2 beer, $2 dogs, you know, you have a safe ride home on the Rapid buses, just showing that ticket, and you're good to go.
Cool. How long has this been going on?
Through the partnership, that seven, eight years that we've been doing it. So it's really a benefit and really kind of, you know, we'll allow people, even if they want to try it out now, with the whole movie theater going in downtown and the parking become a little scarce. Now is your chance to really try what it's like to ride the Rapid bus and get used to it from having to go to A to B, since it'll be tough to park closer downtown into the arena.
What else are the Rapid, the Griffins, working on together?
Well, we actually have a fun promotion that we do. We give away 4 tickets every Friday, kind of in a scavenger hunt type thing. So we started on Facebook a while back, basically going out, putting an envelope that's got 4 tickets in it in one of the bus shelters, taking a photo, having people find out, try to guess exactly where it's at. Since then, we've moved it from Facebook to Snapchat, kind of getting into that younger demographic as well. So we get, you know, at least a good 1,500 views of that story of people who are seeing it, and they snap us a photo back, claiming the photos. It's nice when they're sold out nights that people get to get those tickets out there. So if you want to have some fun, you know, go on to Snapchat on a Friday and check out where those tickets are posted. Try to go find them.
Jennifer?
How many more Friday games are there?
Yeah, so we have 3 more Friday games on the season, including this Friday, the 24th. Then we have the 31st and our home finale, which is on April 14th. So I'm sure we'll have some more as we gear up into the playoffs. And normally during the playoffs, actually, the Rapid has been kind enough to make it every playoff game and not just on Friday night. So if you want to come down and enjoy some playoff hockey as we're gearing up for that, you know, show your ticket to a Rapid bus driver and come on down.
That's great. I wonder how many Rapid bus drivers wish they were at the game on Friday night. You might have to work with their schedules.
I know we have at least a couple that are really big fans, so I think they try and schedule that way.
Practice what they preach. Yes. Anything else on other partnerships, Jennifer?
Well, just, you know, for more information, if you're not familiar with using the Rapid and this is something that you want to try out, we have lots of information on our website, which is www.ridetherapid.org. We have lots of tools. There is information up at the the bus stop signs, including a new thing that we're starting. It'll take some time to get them all installed, but we're putting route flags on each of our bus stops. So you'll be able to tell from a distance which bus is going to come to that stop. So, you know, particularly in the downtown where we have a number of bus stops and a lot of routes are going through various ways, you'll be able to identify which stop you need really easily without having to walk right up to it and read the information that's there. But you can get that from farther away and make sure you're going to the right place.
Griff is your mascot?
Yes.
Yes. Does he ever get a little ride on the bus? We should, you know.
I think he has been on the bus.
I think he has. Yeah, he has been on the bus.
And
you know, Griff's got to find a way to get down to the game as well. So, you know, he shows his badge and hops on the bus for free and is able to take it down as well from his nest. So,
great. So how's the season going, Steve?
Fantastic. We're in first place in our division right now. We're third place in the Western Conference. So basically, we have Chicago, who is on our tail right now. We won Friday night and Saturday night in overtime against Chicago. I dropped one to Milwaukee last night, but our magic number to clinch a spot is 10. So we're right there. We just have to hold them off, and we'll have home ice advantage. Should have home ice advantage in the first round. Hopefully, first couple rounds. You kind of play within your division those first couple rounds, and you know if we were lucky to make it to the conference finals, then we'd see a West Coast team. So,
West Coast, they don't have ice out there, do they?
It's tough. You know, it's tough to keep it cold out there. So, not too many.
And you're in the middle of March Madness, so another reason to brag on for sure Friday nights.
Right, go Blue.
In between them. What else, Steve Ritzma? Again, support our own backyard. I mean, these guys, give me a profile of a Griffin, if you would.
Man, so right now, we're younger than what we used to be. We have some veterans that are here and that we kind of signed in the offseason. But compared to last year and a couple years before that, there's a lot of change, a lot of faces that aren't here as much anymore that may be up with Detroit. So we have a lot of young players, a lot of good young players. This team is really filled out nicely, really from the start, from the get-go. We've kind of been at it and winning in a sense. So we've had teams that have had a slow start and then we come and make this tremendous run and just have this great season from there. And our coach Todd Nelson, all credit to him as well, really kind of said, you know, hey, we can't do that this year. There's a lot of good teams in our division. And so the young guys have really taken that and gone with it. And the veteran leadership that we do have has really brought that team around. So,
all right, Free Ride Friday's been going on, will continue going on and beyond. Details one more time, Steve.
Yeah, so basically, you know, if you're coming down to a Griffins game and need a ride, feel free to go to the bus stop and hop on that bus to get downtown and show your ticket to the driver, and you'll be able to get down there no charge and back to where you need to be. So, you know, you can go on the Rapids website, check it out. You can also go to griffinshockey.com, check under our promotions tab, and you'll see Free Ride Friday on there and giving you all the details.
Cool. Jennifer Kalchick, final words from you.
Well, you do need to save your ticket stub to get home, just to remember that.
Ooh, that is
that,
true.
That the driver,
that is true, yes.
Yeah.
So the driver has something to know that you were at the game.
So not too many beers.
Yeah, make sure you put that ticket stub in a safe place. More information on the Rapid and ways that you can get to all the great things going on in our community is at ridetherapid.org. We have lots of information, lots of tools, help you plan your trip, find the nearest stop, make sure your bus is running on time, everything you need to know.
That's why we talk about it every month. Thanks to you, Jennifer and Steve. Have fun today, tomorrow, and Friday night. Take care.